Today's daf is Menachas Daf Tes. And we are 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Ches Amid Beis Gufa. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Yitzchok ben Shifra Mirol, Chavin Miriam bas Malka Freda, and Shloime ben Chayaleah. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus for Sarah bas Silvia that you find the Zivug Hagen Bekarev. So yesterday's daf mentioned a whole bunch of different halachas related to zvachim, menachis, lechem aponim. Today's daf is going to begin gufa, which means we're going to revert back to one of those halachas and talk a little bit about it. Zok the Gemara gufa. Rabbi Yochanan said, shlomim sheshachton beheichol ksherim. In the event that a carbon shlomim, shchita, was done in the heichol proper, it's going to be kosher. How do I know that, said Rabbi Yechanan? Shenema, the Pasuk says, v'shachatu pesach oil moed, that the makoim of where the shechita of the shlamim is supposed to be is by the entranceway of the oil moed. Says Rabbi Yechanan, it sounds like from the Pasuk that you have to do the shechita of a shlamim in a makom kaddish. What's a makom kaddish? If you're pesach oil moed, so you're in the presence, you're facing, you're in the direction of the oil moed, that establishes this place as a proper place to do something so holy as the shechit of a carbon shlamim. Well, said Rabbi Yochanan, that if Pesach Oyel Moed is enough to be able to do the shechit of an Oyel Moed, certainly the Oyel Moed itself, the Pesach Oyel Moed is tafel to the ikker, which is the Oyel Moed itself. In other words, it's like a kal v'chomer. If Pesach Oyel Moed is kosher for the shechit of a carbon shlamim, certainly the Oyel Moed itself will be kosher as well. Freit Gemara kasha meisave Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Oymer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, minayin, how do we know, shem hikifu oivdei kechavim es ha'azara, that if the oivdei kechavim would circle the azara, shakianim nechnasin leheichal, that the kehanim would be allowed to enter the heichal v'oichal mekachi kadashim shiar menachis, and eat the kachi kadashim and the shiar menachis, things that have to be eaten dafka in the azara. Talmud Loimar said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, we know it, because it says in the pasuk, bekoidish hakadashim toichlenu. This pasuk is in Parshas Korach, which is where there are many psukim related to Matnas Kohuna tucked away, right? The parasha Matnas Kohuna was said as a result of the whole fight between Korach v'Adasa and Moshe and Aharon. But in that parasha, it says that Kodshei Kodashim and Shiar Menachis are meant to be eaten b'Kodesh HaKodashim. Okay, so how do you know that means that if you want to eat it in the Heichel, you can eat it in the Heichel? So Rashi explains, because really there's another pasuk, and this is a Sefer Vayikra and Teiras Kayanim by the Iker Parsha of the Karbonos that says that Kachi Kadoshim was eaten b'chatzar oil moyed. So you have one pasuk that says b'chatzar oil moyed. Now you have a pasuk that says Kodesh Kadoshim. It sounds like the makam of Kodesh Kadoshim is more than the makam of chatzar oil moyed, and it's coming to teach us that in the event that it was hikifu over the kechavim eso hazara, the kohanim are allowed to enter the heichal, and they're allowed to eat Kodesh HaKadoshim. What's the Gemara's kasha? According to Rabbi Yochanan's logic of lo yehei tafel chamim min ha'ikar, why do I need an extra pasuk b'Kodesh HaKadoshim toichlenu to teach me that you're allowed to eat Kachi Kadoshim in the heichal? Lema, we should argue, it says b'chatzar oil moed yoichlua, that the ikar pasuk that describes the place of achilas Kachi Kadoshim is in the courtyard of the oil moed. And what does it sound like? The reason you could eat it here is because you're in a place that's Shayach to the Oyel Moed, albeit in the courtyard. Well, if the courtyard is enough of a place, then certainly the Oyel Moed should be enough of a place. Meaning, v'lo yehei tafel chamer min ha'yikar. Sefreit the Gemara abam b'kash. Rabbi Yochanan said, shlomim sheshachto beheichol ksheirim. Why? Because it says you could do the shechita pesach Oyel Moed, kal v'chamer the Oyel Moed itself, lo yehei tafel chamer min ha'yikar. I have a raya from a Tana that didn't hold of this logic. Who's the Tana? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. What did Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira say? He said that in the event that it was hikifu over the kechavim es ha'azara, the kehanim are allowed to enter the heichal and they're allowed to eat kachi kadoshim and shiari menachis, how did he know it? Because he had a pasuk. And it sounds like had he not had a pasuk, he wouldn't have known it. If Rabbi Yochanan's logic is correct, he shouldn't have needed a pasuk. Lama likra, Logical. Why? Because the pasuk that talks about the ikur makim of achilas kachi kadoshim and shiar menachim says bachatzar ayomayit and lo yehi tafel chamim ben ikur. Certainly the ayomayit itself, but the gemara says there's a chilik between shchita shlamim and achilas kachi kadoshim. How so? Avoida, as it relates to an avoida, the adam oivid b'makim rabbi, that it's befitting, not only befitting, it's appropriate for eved to serve his master in his presence. I'm reading it over there. It makes sense to say shleihei tafel chamim min ha'ikar. But achil, as it relates to achil, she'ein adam oichel b'makom rabbi, where it's actually unbefitting for an eved to eat in the presence of his rabbi. So there, you can't say the svara of shleihei tafel chamim min ha'ikar. And it's time in the kasav kra. The only reason you would know that you're allowed to eat kachi kadashim in the heichal is because we have a pasuk. B'kodesh hakadashim toichlenu. Halei kasav kra. But if we didn't have a pasuk, lo yehi tafel chamim ben ikur le'amrina, we would never suggest that svara. Says the Gemara, there's a fundamental difference between shchitas shlamim and achilas kachim. Shchitas shlamim is an avoida. By the way, even though shchita lav avoidahi, we'll talk about this a little bit in the raid, but at the same time, we know on some level, of course, it's an avoida. At the very least, when the Kohen is doing the shechita, he's not doing something to benefit himself. He's not doing something to indulge in some pleasure. He's serving Hashem. Yeah, din avoida, not din avoida. Yakshayr bizar, does require a klisharis. But the bottom line is, he's not doing something for himself. He's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As opposed to achilas kachem, that's a personal inyan. And as a result, there's makim to say that avoida, for sure, you could do in a place that's so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But achila, maybe you can't do in a place that's so close. So that it could be that as it relates to avoida, where there's no svara to suggest, why shouldn't I be able to do it mamish in the presence of Hashem? So if it's okay to do it Pesach HaYomayit, it's certainly going to be okay to do it in the HaYomayit itself. But achila, where there's a counterintuitive svara, where there's actually a svara lehepach, to say that maybe I can't eat so close. So there we can teach that when the pasuk said bachatzar oyomoyd yachlua, that yeah, you have to be bachatzar oyomoyd, can't eat it chutzla azara, but at the same time you can't get too close either, because too close is also unbefitting. Fakert, the Torah wants you to be in that in-between place where I'm not completely distanced from the oyomoyd, but I'm also not too close. Bottom line is, you have this far of lo yehei tafel chamim ben ha'ikar when it comes to shchita, you don't have it when it comes to achila. That's why when it comes to achila, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir needed a pasuk b'kodesh hakadoshim toichlenu, and he couldn't simply learn it from the pasuk that already says b'chatzar oyomoyed yoichlua. This concludes the very, very, very first part of today's daf, which is something we will be'ezer Hashem return to in the raid. Zok to Gemara Itmar. Balila chutz l'chaymes ha'azara. What would be if the balila of the karban mincha was done outside of the walls of the azar, right? Chutz l'azar. Rabbi Yechonam, Rapsula, Rabbi Yechonam says pasul, Rish Lakish amaksheira, Rish Lakish said kasha. Now, one of the ancillary avoidas that were done with the karban mincha was the avoida of balila. So, karban mincha, or at least most menachis, were made up of soilis and shemen. There were some that had no shemen. We saw them in yesterday's daf. Most had levoina, although there were some that didn't have levoina either. As it relates to shemen, so the Mishnayis later in the Masechta go through the technical nuances, right? There's a lot of technical aspects to Masechta's Menachos, because a lot of it is taking place in a kitchen, and you have to know the ingredients, and how you mix it, and how you bake it, and what kind of pans you use, and do you fry it, or do you cook it? So there's a lot going on. But as it relates to putting the shemen together with the soilis, so there were actually many shlavim of it. The Mishnah says that they used to take a klisharis, and they would pour shemen into it, and then they would add soilis, then they would pour a little bit of shemen, and they would do the avoida of bila or balila. Then afterwards, they would do yitzika. They would add a little bit of shemen even on top of that. The bottom line is, we're talking specifically about balila. We're talking about the avoida of balila. And the question is this something that you could do outside of the azara, or is this not something you could do outside of the azara? Now, to be clear, you can't do kmitza out of the azara. Of course, not. The akhtara had to be done on the mizbeach. So we know that the real avoida is for sure not being done outside of the azara. But this is balila. This is already prior to the kmitza, right? So the question is, could I do that out of the azara or not? So the Gemara says it was a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said psula, Reish Lakish said ksheira. Zokti Gemara, Reish Lakish amar ksheira. Reish Lakish said it's kosher. I'll tell you why. This is because the pasuk says v'yatzak aleh shem v'nasan aleh levoyno v'hader, and afterwards the Torah says ve'evia el bnei aharon akeyan v'kamatz. So the Torah says do the yitzika, right? Put the levoyno on and everything prior to that as well. Bring it to the Kayin, and the first thing the Pasuk says the Kayin is going to do is Vekamat. He's going to do Kmitza. And we learn from here, Mikmitz Ve'elach Mitzvah Kahuna, that we don't need a Kayin to engage in the Karban Mincha until you're ready to do the Kmitza. Liman, and this teaches me a halacha, Al Yitzika Ublila, that as it relates to the Avoidus that were done fire the Kmitza, Shekshayim Bazar, they're going to be Kashi Bazar. By the way, this is a very similar Joshua to the Joshua you have throughout Masach Tzvachim, and that is v'hikrivu b'nei Aharon akayanim es adam. V'hikrivu Chazal Taich means Kabbalah, and we learn mikabbalah ve'elach is when you need a kayin, and from there we know shchita is ksheir bizar. That's the makarta shchita lavavoydehi. But the bottom line is you have it by the mincha as well, that it's mikmitzam the elach mitzvahs kuhuna. What came fire the kmitza, the yitzika, the belila, and we learn from there that these things are kosher bizar. So zokre shlokish, it's back of the envelope arithmetic. If you don't need a kayin, then I don't think you should need Dazar either. Why don't you need a Kayin? Because it's Lava Vaidi. No, so if it's Lava Vaidi, I don't see why it should have to be inside the Azari either. That is the Makar, Teshitas Reish Lakish, who holds Balula Bechutz, is Ksheir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula. Rabbi Yochanan Tzchaylik. Rabbi Yochanan holds its Pasal. Why? So Rabbi Yochanan said, I'll explain to you. Because even though you don't need a Kayin, but even the Asiyasa Beklihu, being that you do need a Kli Shares, right? The Blila had to be done in a Kli Shares. So Nehid de Kuhuna Lei Baya, Pnim Mias Baya. From the fact that you see you need a Kli Shares, that's a Raya that it is a something that requires Kedusha. If the Keli has to be Kaddish, then the Makkum where the Keli, where the Avodah is going to be done, has to be Kaddish as well. In other words, there's two ways to look at the Avodah of Blila. On the one hand, just based on precedent, you find that we treat it a little bit as a Davar Shel Chayil. On the other hand, you find that we treat it like a Davar Shel Kaddish. Find that we treat it a little bit as a davar shel kodesh because you don't need a kayin. We find that we treat it a little bit as a davar shel kodesh because it requires a kli shares. Reish Lakish said that I'm focusing on the chayil aspect. Midik huna leibaya, so azara nami leibaya. Rabbi Yochanan says, I think just the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan said that from the fact that you need a kli shares, so that means the makim where the kli shares and this quote unquote avoid is going to take place should have to be the makim kodesh. Either way, it's a classic machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Zakti Gemara, how do we resolve it with a brisa? Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, a brisa that supports the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Balula zar ksheira. If a zar would do blila, that's kosher. That was never a debate. That's based on a pasuk that says ve'via el bnei aharon hakayhanim v'komatz. It's only mikmitz ve'elach. If, however, the blila was done outside the azara psula, which is shitas Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara doesn't say it, but the Gemara could have said tiufta de Reish Lakish tiufta. Either way, this is a big machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish with regards to the asiyas amincha, specifically balala. Chutz l'chaymes azar. Is it going to be kosher or is it going to be pasul? Shlokish had a koich teira. He said kosher. If you don't need kuna, I don't think you need makam kadosh either. Rabbi Yochanan said pasul. You need klisharis. I think you have to do it in a makam kadosh. And Tanya Kavasi the Rabbi Yochanan. Another machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding a mincha itmar mincha shechasra koitim kmitza. So what would be if Kayin's preparing a carbon mincha and fired the kmitza, a little bit of the mincha became chaser. So you don't have all of the original seitlis that had been prepared. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yavi mitoich beisoi v'yimalena. Rabbi Yochanan says that all is not lost. What you could do is you can go bring the little bit of whatever was lost and replace it, and now you're going to be okay. Meaning, you don't have to start from scratch. There's no vayyamim harishayim yiplo. You can take what you have. You have 94% of the original mincha. So just be matched from the 6% and you're going to be good to go. Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish says, lo yavi mitoich beisoi v'yimalena. Reish Lakish says that that's not an option. That once you're chaser, it's not okay. There's nothing you can do to go ahead and farecht it. Right? You can't fix it. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar mitoich beisoi v'yimalena. Rabbi Yochanan says, you can go ahead and bring mitoich beisoi and complete it. And the reason is because Rabbi Yochanan holds kmitza kavale. He holds that the kmitza is what's koiveya the mincha. We'll see what that means in a second. Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish says, Lo yovim b'teich beisev b'yamalena. That's not an option, because Reish Lakish holds Kedusha as Kli Kavaleh. It's the Kedusha of the Kli that's Kaveh. I think it's Kedai to read Rashi, Dibra Maschel, Kmitza Kavaleh, Inavenik. Zok Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan holds Kmitza Kavaleh. What does that mean? The Cholkam of the Lay Kometz. Because until the Kohen does the Kmitza, Lay Mikarya Mincha. That's a big line. It's not even considered a Mincha. Okay. For Lay Karina Bey Min Ha Mincha. And as a result, there's no chisaron right now that's even to be talked about in this mincha, simply because it's not a mincha. Meaning, there's an idea of a mincha shechasra, as we'll very much say. But that din of mincha shechasra, that's a problem, is learned out from a pasuk. It says, min ha-mincha, prat l'shechasra. The first thing you need in order to be considered a mincha shechasra is to be a mincha. Rabbi Yochanan holds, k'mitza kavaleh, meaning, kol kamadalei kamitz loy mikarya mincha. So if it's not a mincha, so there's no min ha-mincha, there's no mincha shechasra. If there's no mincha shechasra, as a result, this is not going to be a problem. Then Rashi continues, and Rashi says, kol loshin kfius, to Omer ben Menaches. He says, whenever you find this word, kfius, kavaleh, in the context of a mincha, koloimar, what does it mean? It's a koloimar, because the meaning is not the literal definition of the word. Zokuk zelozeh, it means that they all need each other. And you can't deviate even a little bit from the original content to go ahead and replace it, because they were already hukfu that were together. So either you take all of us or you take none of us. So there's a concept by a mincha that you can't just replace a limb. You can't replace a piece. You can't replace a part. Either you take all of me or you take none of me. There's no maidah b'miktsas over here. That's idea that you find by a mincha, and the way Chazal described that idea is they talked about the kfios of the mincha, the kavala. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan holds that what's the kavala of the mincha? It's the kmitza. If it's the kmitza that's kavala of the mincha, so add the kmitza, there's no zika between one chelik of the mincha and the other chelik of the mincha. So if it's chasin, you want to go ahead and replace it, you can go ahead and you can replace it. What does Reish Lakish hold? Reish Lakish holds kedushas kli kavala. That is not the kmitza that's kavala, it's the kedushas kli. And once you have the kedushas kli, it's already called a mincha. And once you have the kedushas kli, because it's called a mincha, now there's the kavala. And as a result, at that point, if it's going to be chasin, there's no way to fix it. And therefore, you're going to have a problem. Yes, the kasha from the parsha of the Mitzayra. So one of the things that the Mitzayra did for part of his tire is he had to bring loik, the loik shemen shel Mitzayra. Chaser haloik. What would be if the loik shemen was put into a keli and before they had a chance to do the avodas with it, it became chaser. In Adshala Yotzak, if it happened before the Yitzika, Rashi says that one of the things that was done with the loik shemen shel Mitzayra is a kohen would pour it mitzarech the hand al kapaya smolis of the linker hand of a different kohen. But the point is, if it was chaser before that first avodah was done, yemalenu, no worries. You can go ahead and fill it up. So Rabbi Yochanan, what's the vart? The vart is because what gives it a shem, like shem and shel mitzayra, where it's kavala, so to speak, where at that point, if it's chaser, I have no ability to replace. I have to do some sort of avodah with it. But until I do even that yitzika, at that point, I have nothing. It's in the keli. The teretz is, we don't say that the keli is kavala. Said Rabbi Yochanan, isn't that a riot to me? Now, the truth is, this is not a perfect tushtel, because Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are talking about menachis, and he's bringing a raya from the loik shem and shel mitzayra, but at the same time, the Gemara held that really they should be tali zebezeh, and it's for that reason, here the Gemara does say it. Tyufta, this is a tyufta de Reish Lakish. Either way, this is another machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding a mincha shechasra. What was the case? Where the mincha was chasra koidim kemitza. Everybody agrees that a mincha that's chasra, there's nothing to do with it. The question is, could you go ahead and replace what was chasra, or could you not replace what was chasra? Do we say that this is one cheftz of a mincha, it's kavala like Rashi explains, and as a result, you can't even replace a little part of it, or no, maybe you could place a little part of it. Rabbi Yochanan said, Yavi mitaych peisav yimalena. Reish Lakish said, Yavi, lo yavi mitaych peisav yimalena. But again, everybody holds that if it's chasra, it's chasra, right? If there was a chasra, fire the kmitza, there's no way you could do the kmitza and the akhtar and the shirayim. This whole mincha is has major issues with it. Stating that, the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is there a way to fix it? Do I have to replace it? That's Shitas Reish Lakish. Or can I fix it? That's Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara now is going to bring another machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So if you're keeping score, this is already the third machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And this machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is also negeya mincha, like the previous two. It's also negeya a mincha shachasra, like the previous one. So really, really, this machloikis that we're going to bring right now is a little bit behemshech to the previous machloikis. Not that it's the same machloikis, and not that they're totally in the same things and in the same lumbus, but at the same time, they're both discussing the shulchan aruch of a mincha shachasra. As if to say, if you went to Rabbi Yochanan and you asked him, halach is related to mincha shachasra, he would tell you the previous aforementioned Rabbi Yochanan, and he would probably tell you, you know, my great Tam Reish Lakish is chaylik, and he would tell you this one as well. So these are really two machloikis in with regards to a mincha shechasra. So again, the first one was where the mincha was chasra before the kmitza. Everybody agrees a mincha shechasra kaitin kmitza is a problem. The question is, could I replenish it, or do I have to get rid of it and start all over again? Says the Gemara, another shayla, itma shirayim shechasra ben kmitza laktara. What would be if the mincha was chasra between the kmitza and the aktara? Now, if you did the kmitza already, so the kmitza is out of the picture, right? Shirayim shechasra ben kmitza laktara. You did the kmitza, you didn't do the aktara, and now part of the shirayim was chasra. So the question is, how do we treat this? Rabbi Yechon, says, makter kmitza le. That if you want to be makta the koimitz, you can be makta the koimitz. Just because the shirayim was chaser doesn't mean you can't do the haktar of the koimitz. Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish says, ain't makta koimitz aleim. Reish Lakish says that once the shirayim are chaser a little bit, at that point you cannot be makta the koimitz. So two things. Number one, as we see in the Gemara, this shayla of shirayim shechasru ben kmitza lehaktara, where Rabbi Yochanan says makta koimitz aleim, and Reish Lakish says ain't makta koimitz aleim. It's talking about where it was chaser, meaning you have some of the shirayim left, you just don't have the original share. And the question is, the fact that I'm missing some of it, does that now disallow me from continuing, resuming the avodah of the mincha? Or does that have no impact on my ability to be able to resume with the avodah of the mincha? But it's talking about where I have some of it, I just don't have all of it. Okay. The second thing is, the Gemara now is going to shteltsu a machlokes that permeates Zvachim HaMenachis and the other Masechtas and Kachim as well, and that is Machlikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. That Machlikis was stated regarding Zvachim, and it was stated regarding Menachis. These are Mishnayis, the Brises. It's an idea that always comes up, and that is, do we say Im Ein Basar Ein Dam, or do we not say Im Ein Basar Ein Dam? Rabbi Yeshua has a Chiddush that just like the rule is, im ein dam, ein basar, so too the rule is, im ein basar, ein dam. If there's no dam, meaning the kohen can't do the zrika, ein basar, you can't eat the basar. You can't be makter the emurin. And the reason is, because achilas basar and aktaras emurin required a heter, and what was matter was the zrika. So if you have no dam, there's no heter. Rabbi Yeshua says, in the same vein, there's an identical halacha that says, im ein basar ein dam. If there's no basar l'achila, or there's no emurim l'haktara, at that point, ein dam, you cannot go ahead and do a zrika. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's true, im ein dam ein basar, because you need the zrika to be master all the basar, but at the same time, there's no halacha of the main basar ein dam. And just because I don't have the basar, I'm allowed to have dam. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer learned their shitas respectively from psukim, but the bottom line is, again, this is a machlokes that we're familiar with. The Gemara now is going to bring 10 lines of this machlokes and then tie it back in to the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So again, shirayim shechasru ben kmitza leaktar. You did the kmitza, you didn't do the haktar, like, right? Let's hold Chajman exactly where we are. And now some of the shirayim were chaser. According to Rabbi Yochanan, just because you're missing some shirayim, who cares? Makter koimetz aleim doesn't mean you can't do the avodah. You can do the aktaras hakoimetz. Reish Lakish says, you're missing some of the shirayim? Absolutely not. Ein makter koimetz aleim. So the Gemara says, I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that holds what? We just mentioned Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that there's no halacha of im ein basar ein dam. Now, how does that translate to menachis? So to by a mincha. There's no halacha that if there's no shiare a mincha, I can't be makta the koimitz. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer, just like he holds that I could do zrika without basar, he also holds I could be makta the koimitz of a mincha without any shiare menachis. If that's the case, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you would never have to have any shiare hamincha in order for me able to be makta or koimitz. So if that's the case, then for sure there's going to be no machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Because what's the case Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing? They're arguing where it was chaser the Shiurei HaMincha, but I have a little bit of something. And the shayla is, does the chisorin that I don't have bother me? Wait, Rabbi Eliezer, I don't have to have nothing. It's going to be okay. So Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer, like pliki, right? If you want to see Rashi inside, the mahechad of the shirayim oy nisrafu madrich. If I don't have the shirayim at all, or if the shirayim were burnt, kamachshe Rabbi Eliezer lekamalakik tayres, it's okay to go ahead and be makta the koyim. It's koshkein chasru. Certainly, if it was only chasru, the ikushir b'miktasa, we have a little bit something. Pliki, what then was the machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish? Aliba the Rabbi Yeshua. It was in the world of Rabbi Yeshua. Where Rabbi Yeshua holds that there's an idea by Zvachim of im ein baser ein dam, and that translates to Menaches that im ein shiore Menaches ein kaimitz. The question is, what would be if I have a little something? Does that only mean if I have nothing, but if I have a little bit of something, it's going to be okay? Or does that mean even if there's a little bit of chas? What is the background to this machloek? Is Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua? So here the Gemara is going to bring the whole arich. We learned in the Mishnah nitmu shiareho nisrafu shiore, and this Mishnah by the way is a Menach. It's talking about a mincha. In the event that the shiore a mincha became tall, or the Shiori and Mincha were burnt, they're not here, or of the Shiori, they just got lost, as in the Elam Metzius way. Kemitas Rabbi Eliezer, according to Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, Sheir, it's going to be kosher. Kemitas Rabbi Yeshua, according to Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, Psula, it's going to be possible. Either way, says the Gemara, Man de Possel ke Rabbi Yeshua, the one that says Possel. Who's the one that said Pasul Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish is the one that said that in the event that the Shirayim were chaser ben kmitza la'aktara ein makter koymetz alein, he's going to tell you why is it Pasul? Because that sheet is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said nitmu shiareh, nisrafu shiareh, abdu shiareh, it's going to be a problem. Man de machsher, the one that says kosher, who's that Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan said just because it's chaser doesn't mean you can't be makter. Ad kan lo yomer Rabbi Yeshua hasam. What's he going to say? Doesn't Rabbi Yeshua hold that it's a problem? No, because when did Rabbi Yeshua say it's a problem? That's only true if everything was lost. But if there's a little bit of shirayim, I feel the Rabbi Yeshua moidele. Even Rabbi Yeshua is going to be moidele. How do we know that? The Tanya, it's a price. Rabbi Yeshua said kol zvachim shebatayra. Rabbi Yeshua said it regarding zvachim. He said all zvachim in the Torah shenishtayim mehem kizayis basa kizayis chelav. As long as you have a kizayis of basa or kizayis of chelav, zayrik adam, you're allowed to do this rika. Meaning, even though I, Rabbi Yeshua, hold that you have to have basa, but as long as you have a kizayis, that's going to be okay. A kizayis of basa or a kizayis of chelav. Kizayis basa was eaten. The kizayis of chelav went on the Mizbech. As long as it's a kezayif, it's going to be okay. Chatz zayis basar, chatz zayis chelav. What would be if you have a half a zayis of basar and a half a zayis of chelav? Ain't a zayrik as adam. You can't be zayrik. And the reason is because the half a zayis of basar and the half a zayis of chelav are not mitzarif. The reason they're not mitzarif is because the half a zayis of basar was eaten, the half a zayis of chelav was burnt. You can't be mitzarif achila and a haktara. However, when it comes to the carbon oila, I feel ukechatzi zayis baser, ukechatzi zayis chelav zayrik as adam. There, if you have a half a zayis of the baser and half a zayis of the chelav, it is mitzarif. And the reason is with neisha ba'oila kula kala, because the oila, even the half a zayis baser was burnt and went on the mizbeach. So kumtois, this haktara being done with the half a zayis of baser, this haktara being done with the half a zayis of chelav, there the half a zayis baser and the half a zayis chelav would be mitzarif. Ube mincha, Rabbi Shua continued in the brisa, when it comes to a mincha, even if you have the entire mincha, lo yisrei, don't do zrika. So the Gemara does a double take. Mincha, mayavidata, you don't do zrikas by menachas. Amar Rapapa, so Rapapa said, let me explain to you what Rabbi Yeshua meant. He meant minchas nesachim. He meant to say, what would be if you're bringing an oiva, let's say, that has a minchas nesachim along with it, and there's no basar, and there's no chelav, but you have the mincha, in Rabbi Yeshua's world, where you have to have some shtick flesh, is the mincha going to qualify as a shtick flesh or not? Says Rapapa, that's what Rabbi Yeshua was bavarning. That's what he meant when he said, ube mincha afa pisha kula kayamas. Even if I have the entire mincha, it's not even chaser a little bit. Still, you can't do a zrik. So, the chiddush is because I would have thought hol b'hadi zevach asir, being that it comes together with the zevach ki guf the zevach dami. It's like part of the zevach. So, I have part of the zevach. Meaning, what's Rabbi Yeshua's kapeid? You have to have something in addition to the dam. Okay. So I have. What do I have? I have the minchas nesachim. Kamash malon. That's not enough. You have to have at least basar. You have to have at least a mura. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, we have machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Shirayim shechazer ben kitzel aktara. Rabbi Yochanan says makter aleihem. Rish Lakish says a makter aleihem. Really, this machlekes has so much to do with the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua that we're all quite acquainted with. Do we say by a zevach imei basar ein dam or not? and that translates to a mincha, mefurish a mishnah, mesachtes menaches. Do we say a main shiari a mincha in haktaras hakoymetz? Right, same exact shaila. At first glance, the two would seem to be very mekusha, and the Gemara says they are. Let's drill down on it a little bit better. I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer kol d'amar pliki, meaning if Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish held like Rabbi Eliezer, they wouldn't be having this conversation. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't have to have any Shiari HaMincha. Kal v'chaymer, if it's only Chas of the Shiari HaMincha, it's going to be kosher. They weren't handling Ali with Rabbi Eliezer, which makes perfect sense, because we know Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti, so we never paskin like Rabbi Eliezer anyways. So why would we be handling Ali with Rabbi Eliezer? So Avada, they were not discussing Ali with Rabbi Eliezer. What were they discussing? Ali with the Hilchasa. What's the halacha? Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that you have to have the Shiari HaMincha. Okay, so what's the Shiloh? The Shiloh is, do you have to have all of it, or is and enough that you have some of it. Reish Lakish said that Rabbi Shua holds im ein baser ein dam im ein shori amincha ein aktar sakoymetz. If that's the case, shirayim shuchas from kitzel aktara ein makter koymetz aleihem. Rabbi Yochanan said, one second, don't you know there's a b'raisa? There's a mefurish b'raisa. Rabbi Shua explained himself. Rabbi Shua said, you don't have to have all the baser. You don't have to have all the emurim. All you have to have is a kezayis. Right. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yeshua even said, by an oilo, you can have a chatzis ayis of basar, a chatzis ayis of imur. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yeshua even had a havamina that maybe if I had the minchas nesachin, that would be enough. But the bottom line is, I don't have to have all of it. So over here, just because the shirayim were chaser, as long as I have something, I have a shir, that in and of itself would be enough. It sounds like, who's getting the better end of this shak levetariah? Sounds like Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Yochanan seems to be winning, because Rabbi Yochanan isn't just saying a svar in Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yochanan's quoting a braisa of Rabbi Yeshua, right? Okay. Now, to be fair, the braisa that Rabbi Yochanan quoted was a braisa by Zvachim. Rabbi Yeshua, I mean, kol ha-zvachim shebetayra, right? Kzayis basar, kzayis emurim, minchas nesachim, chatzi zayis basar, chatzi zayis emurim, right? He's clearly talking about Zvachim. But the assumption for sure is that in the event that when it comes to Zvachim, as long as you have a Kezayis of Basar, Kezayis of Emurin, that would be enough. You would think when it comes to Menaches, that would be enough as well. Stating that, Zok de Gemara, I'll tell you what Reish Lakish's response is going to be. Reish Lakish's response is going to be that Enochinami, when it comes to Zvachim, over there, Rabbi Yeshua's halach of him, Ein Basar, Ein Dam, says that if you have a kezayis, that in of itself is going to be enough. But when it comes to menaches, over here it's going to be different. Uman de pasul, according to the man d'amar, who says, pasul, etzel mincha shechasra ben kmitza lahaktara, that it's going to be pasul, according to the gears of the Bach. If there was a chisarin between the kmitza and the haktara, even a little bit of chisarin, he's going to tell you, shani hacha, by the mincha it's different, the amakra, because the pasuk says, v'heira makoyim min ha-minchas askarasa, v'hikter ha-mizbecha, and we learn from here, that when the koyin is going to do the haktara, it has to be the same mincha that he started with. V'heira makoyim min ha-mincha, it's askaros of a hikter. And we learn from here, ha-mincha ad isalakula mincha, lo yakter. Unless you have the entire mincha at the time of the haktara, you have no right to go ahead and to do the haktara. Meaning, enochinami, I know Rabbi Yeshua said that the halach of a imbasar and dam is mechayev only to have a kezayis, but when it comes to mincha, there's a different drasha. When it comes to mincha, the hair makoyin min ha mincha, and then the hikter, you have to have the ganze mincha in order to be able to do the haktar. What's Rabbi Yochanan going to say to that, Joshua? Doesn't it sound like you have to have the entire mincha in order to do the haktar? The idach min ha mincha, mincha shahisa kvar. No, there is an idea of min ha mincha. At some point, you have to have the entire mincha. You know, when you have to have the entire mincha, far the kmitza, right? For sure, and this, we had a sugya. What happens if it was chasa? Could you replace it or not? But look, kuli alma, you have to make sure min ha-mincha that it's going to be complete, right? By the way, this was the min ha-mincha that Rashi quoted in the beginning of the daf. Min ha-mincha. This is the makar that there's an issue in the event that it's going to be chasa. The machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is whether this chisaron of min ha-mincha is true even post kmitza, or whether it's not going to be true post kmitza. What's the bottom line? Bottom line is we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish regarding shirayim shechasru bein kmitza lahaktar. According to Rabbi Yochanan, makter koymetz aleihem. According to Reish Lakish, ein makter koymetz aleihem. And the Gemara at the end of the day suggests that what is the hezber in the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? L'chayre, it's talui in how to read the pasuk that says v'heira makoyim and amincha is askarasa v'hikter hamizbecha. There's some kpeda of min amincha. You have to have a ganz amincha. According to Reish Lakish, it's min amincha v'hikter even b'shas ta'aktara. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Why don't we run into an issue over here of Shitas Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua holds the main Basar Ein Dam, and we know Rabbi Yeshua's Shita translates itself to Menachos as well. So for that, you just have to know Rabbi Yeshua and the Braisa. Rabbi Yeshua said you don't have to have all the Basar, you just have to have a Kezayis Basar. So as long as you have a Kezayis, that's going to be okay. So as long as you have some of the Shariah Mincha, that's going to be fine. And by the way, Rabbi Yochanan said, I never told you that if the Shirayim are gone, if they were Nisraf, if they were Nevad L'Gamri, it's going to be okay. Of course it's not going to be okay, because then you're going to stub your toe in a Rabbi Yeshua issue. That's going to be a whole other set of problems. I'm just saying that Mitzad, the Psul Chaser is only Adik Mitzah, but Mitzvah Eilach, at that point, there's not going to be a problem. Again, I just want to make this point clear. The Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Lemaisa, is not in Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. It's not in that Indian. That's not what's going on over here. The Machlekes is that it says in the Torah, V'heir Makoyim Min HaMinchas Askaros Victor HaMizbeicha. And from those words, we learn that a Mincha Chaseira is a Mincha Psula. The question is, what's the point at which we say that if the Minchas Chaser, it's going to be possible? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's up until the Kmitza. Up until the Kmitza, there's something called a Mincha Chaseira. Post Kmitza, there's no such thing as a Mincha Chaseira. Now, there is another consideration. There's Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, who holds Imei Basar Ein Dam, which translates into a Mincha, and that says if there's no Shari Mincha, there's no Akhtaris HaKoymetz either. But for that, as long as you have a little bit of something, it's going to be okay. There's no Psul Chaseira. There's a Psul if the whole thing is gone, if it's literally a main Basar, where you have zero from this Shari Mincha. Rabbi Shlokish Hashita is that the halacha of Mincha Chaser that we learned from the Heir Makoyim and Mincha Saskaros of Ikhtar Mizbecha is literally up until the Vehikhtar. And if it's going to be Chaser at any point, lo yishna if it's fire the Kmitza, or lo yishna if it's la'acha the Kmitza, at that point it's going to be a problem. This is an idea that transcends Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. This is a whole nother halacha. It's a special Gzeres HaKasav they have by Menachos that you don't have by Zvachim. And it's for that reason, Alibi the Reish Lakish, if it's Chaser, Afilu, between the Kmitza and the Haktara, in Makter Kaimitz Aleh, at that point, you're not going to be able to be Makter the Kaimitz. Okay, so what is the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? Not the lumdus of it, just the words, so we can segue into the next part of the daf. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if you have a Mincha that was Chasera, between the Kmitza and the Haktara, it's okay. You can be mocked at the Kaimitz. According to Reish Lakish, you cannot be mocked at the Kaimitz. The Gemara now is going to bring a Machlokes, a Shaiva, that Rabbi Yochanan is going to ask Reish Lakish. He's going to fire away. He's firing away from a Braisa that hopefully will sound familiar, because it was a Braisa that we saw in yesterday's Daf Le'il, Daf Ches Omer Aleph. Of the Gemara, Eis Ve Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish the following question. So we discussed yesterday in somewhat detail that the Lechem Aponim was treated as a mincha, right? It's considered a subcategory of Menachos. As a matter of fact, there were avoidas that were done with the Lechem Aponim that mirrored avoidas that were done with a mincha. Specifically, when the Kohen would remove the Shnei Bezich Levayna from the Shulchan, that was the equivalent thereof of the Kmitza. And when he would take the Shnei Bezich Levayna, it would be Makdir on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, that was the equivalent thereof of the Akhtaras HaKoymetz. Says the Braisa, Anshalay Pirka Nifras Lachma. What would be if before the Kohen removed the Shnei Bezich Levayna from the Shulchan, some of the bread was Nifras, right? Some of it got lost, it crumbled. By definition, you lost some of it. Halechem pasul, so the lechem would be pasul. A makter, all of us have bezichin. And the kohen would not be able to be makter the bezichin. Why? Because it's like a mincha chasera. Now we know a little more about the laws of chasera. Mina mincha, it's true for the lechem upon him as well. So if it's chaser, it's chaser. You can't go ahead and be makter. V'mishav pirka nifras lachmo. What would be if after the Kohen already removed the Shnei Bezich Elavayna, then a little bit of the Lechem crumbled? So HaLechem Pasol, the halacha is that the Lechem is going to be Pasol. However, Umakter all of us HaBazichin. But if the Kohen wants to be Makter the Bazichin, he can be Makter the Bazichin. V'amar Rabbi Lasner, if you remember, Rabbi Lasner said in yesterday's daf, Loi Pirka Mamish, it's not really Tali, and did he do the Pirka, not do the Pirka, Elakivan Shigi is Man Elafarik, as long as it was this man ready to do it, Afa Pish Loi Pirka, it's going to be the same. Rashi speaks out, there's a very important Rashi. If you don't see this Rashi inside, your daf might take a lot longer than it needs to. This Rabbi Laza really has no shaykhis to the Avon of the Gemara. Yesterday's daf, it was a whole sugya. Me, Amr Rabbi Laza, right? That was the whole sugya. But over here, we're just bringing in Rabbi Laza parenthetically. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is Zok Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish Ava Mufurish Araya to me, because you see from here that in the event that the lechem upon him was nifras between the pirka of the Shnei Bezichel Avoyna and the haktara of the Shnei Bezichel Avoyna, what is the halacha? The halacha is that you can go and you can be makter olav as habozichen. Now, the lechem upon him being nifras between the pirka and the haktara is the equivalent thereof to the shiori mincha being chosra between the kmitza and the haktara. And if you see that you could be makter the shnei bezichel avoyna v'chura, it would mean also that you can go ahead and be makter the koymet. In other words, what do you see from this braisa? You see from this braisa that even though there's a sugya of chosra, right? The whole braisa here is talking about chosra. But the sugya of chosra, as it relates to the lechem aponim, is until the pirka. Once you do the pirka, not. That's mamish the way I learned off the psukim as it relates to the mincha. The her makayim and a mincha means until the kmitza. But as it relates to the vehikter, at that point, the only consideration is shitas Rabbi Yeshua. But as it relates to mincha chaser, at that point, that's not going to be a problem. Either way, so Rabbi Yochanan fired away at Reish Lakish. Amalei Reish Lakish told him back, Kamani Rabbi Eliezer, he said, that's not a kasha. I could always tell you that Braisa is going Alibid Rabbi Eliezer, and being that it's going Alibid Rabbi Eliezer, that's why there's no problem. The reason there's no problem is because Alibid Rabbi Eliezer, there's never an issue of Chasra, and being that there's never an issue of Chasra, so it's for that reason that it's going to be okay. Amalei, so he told him back, that's how you answer this Kasha, not mina l'cha Mishnah Shlema. I'm telling you, Zastam Mishnah, the Amrit Li at Rabbi Eliezer, and you're telling me Rabbi Eliezer, what's wrong with that? Because Rabbi Eliezer, if it's going Alibid Rabbi Eliezer, my Irya Nifras, why did he say Nifras? I feel Sarfa Avod Nami, even if it's Sarfa Avod, still it's going to be a problem. Meaning it's mashma a little bit that only if it's nifras it's going to be an issue. If, however, it was sarif, only if it's nifras it's going to be okay. If, however, it was sarif for avod, at that point it would be an issue. Now, if we're going alibid Rabbi Eliezer, then even if it's sarif for avod, it should be okay. So the Gemara says ishtik. When Reish Lakish heard this, he had nothing to respond. At that point, he was stuck. Reish Lakish said, "I taka have no etza. At this point, I don't know what to say." At this point, he said, "I talk. I have no answer." Faith the Gemara about my shas. Like, why was Reish Lakish quiet? Why did he have to be shoysik? L'chayra le'malei. You know what he should have told him? Tzibur shayni. Why did Reish Lakish say that maybe there's a chilek between the minchas yochid and a minchas tzibur? Maybe as it relates to a minchas yochid, so over there, there's going to be a halacha that if it's chaser between the kmitza and the haktara, it's going to be a problem. If, however, we're dealing with a minchas tzibur, so maybe over there, if it was chaser between the kmitza and the haktara, or proverbially speaking, as it relates to the lechem aponim, over there it's going to be kasha. What's the point? The lechem aponim, even though we treat it like a mincha, but it's a mincha sibur. And being that it's a mincha sibur, maybe a mincha sibur is different. Now, what's the makar that there should be a chilek between a mincha siyachid and a mincha sibur? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. It's because hayol the ishtri tum legabayo, ishtri nami chaseros. Because we see already when it comes to a carbon tzibur, there's a special leniency when it comes to tumah, tumah hutshu b'tzibur, tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. So maybe just like there's a special leniency when it comes to tumah, so too there should be a special leniency when it comes to chaseros. So the Gemara says, why was Reish Lakish checkmated from this kasha? Why didn't he say there's a chilek between the minchas yachid and the minchas tzibur? Reish Lakish said, as halacha by the minchas yachid, the lechem aponim was clearly a minchas tzibur, and it makes a lot of sense that in the world of chaseris, maybe there's enough kamina between the yachid version and the tzibur version. What's the precedent for that? Tumah is the precedent for that. Zok the Gemara, Amar Abada Barahava. So Abada Barahava said, Zoysay Meres, I think from the fact that Reish Lakish didn't answer this, you know what you can prove? That hachisorin kebal mumdami. That a mincha chasera is viewed like a chasorin bal mum. Ve'im bal mum betzibur. So as much as you find leniencies when it comes to tzibur, but not by a bal mum. Right, a bal mum, we saw the pasuk yesterday, Torah refers to it as a toyeva. So there's no way in the world the Torah is going to allow you to take an animal that's a balmum and to put it on the mizbech, even by a carbon tzibur. A chaser is like a balmum. There's no mokim to create any kula whatsoever as it relates to chasera, and it's for that reason, if I have a mefurish araya, that a mincha chasera at between removing the bezichei levoina and being makta the bezichei levoina would not create an issue of chasra, then when it comes to a minchas yachid, the same should be true. Rapapa sat down and he chazed over the last part of this daf. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if by Shiraim Shachasra when Kmitza Laktara, eats for Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish from Lechem Aponim. Reish Lakish was ishtik, he didn't have anything to say, and Rav Adabar Ahava and other Amoraim suggested that why couldn't he be mechalik between a Karben Yochin and a Karben Tzibur? Oh, so you say Meres, Hachisarin, Kebal Mum Damis. Rav Papa saying over the ganze Shtikl Torah. And one of the Chevra that were listening to him was Rav Yosef Bar Shmaya. So Amalei Rav Yosef Bar Shmaya. You don't see Rav Yosef Bar Shmaya every day in Shas. So he told Rav Papa, Mila Yoskina, and he says, I don't even understand how the Amoraim came at. If I was there, I would have seen this a little bit differently. He said, how do you know Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish are not talking about a Minchas Tzibur also? Talking about a minchas yachid. Maybe they also talk about a minchas sibur. Shiraim shechasra and kitzel akhtar, you know for sure, is talking about a minchas yachid. Yeah, there were some karbonis mincha that were minchas yachids. There were some that were minchas siburs, right? We spoke about this menachis tabes. One of the first things we said in the introduction to the Pesachta is just like by zvachim, you can have a karbon yachid and a karbon sibur and a karbon nedava and a karbon chayva. When it comes to minchas, the same thing. So I don't know. Nechatesi, he's not talking about a minchas tzibur. And afilu achi, he says that if it's chasra, it's going to be possible. Even though we know there are leniencies when it comes to a tzibur, such as by tumma. Afilu achi, he said it's possible. What are you going to tell me? Lechem aponim is different because lechem aponim is a tzibur. Nechatesi, this is not talking about a tzibur. Either way, so Rav Yosef Bar Shmaya told Rav Papa, I don't understand. Nechatesi, this is even a ha'ara, you're going to prove zoysoy meres hachisarim kabal mum dami. You have no right to prove that. Maybe chisarim is not kabal mum dami, and the reason he couldn't be mechalik between yachid and tzibur is because he himself said his halacha not only by a yachid, but he said it by a tzibur as, well, a little bit more gemara. Amar Rab Malkiyoy. Rab Malkiyoy said, Tanachada, we learned in a braisa, it says, misolta, she'im chasra kol shehu psula. Mishamna she'im chasra kol shehu pasul. So this is a braisa that's darshaning a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra that talks about the Karban Mincha. This is Vayikra Perek Beis Pasuk Beis. It says, Ve'heviya el b'nei aharon ha'kayhane ve'komatz misham aloi kumtsoi misolta u'mishamna. I'm not doing all the mappa case. So the Torah says that the Bala Mincha would bring his Mincha to the Kohen. V'komatz misham alay kumtzay misolto misham. Right from the Shenstin, the best. Misolto misham. That's what he would go ahead and he would do. Says the Braisa, misolto. A little dramatic, especially with the Mapik, hey? Shem chasra kol shu psula. We learn from here that if a little bit of the Silas is chasra, it's going to be pasul. Mishamna, we learn from there, shem chasra kol shu pasul. That if a little bit of the Shemin is going to be chasra, it's going to be pasul. That's one Braisa. Tanya idoch. We learned in another Braisa. It says, v'hanoy seres min amincha laharin ulovanov, kodesh kadoshim me'ishe Hashem. And we learn from here, v'hanoy seres min amincha, prat lamincha shachasra he. This is coming to teach me, min amincha, you have to have the ganze mincha. And if the mincha is chaser, or v'shachaser kumtza, or the koimetz is chaser, v'shalai hikta milavoy nasa klum, or if part of it levoyna was in hukter, it's going to be a problem as well. So we have a second pasuk that also teaches me a psul chaser as it relates to a mincha. So again, what are the two psukim? Misolta shem chasra kol shehu psula, mishamna shem chasra kol shehu pasul. The second braisa is, v'hanoyseres min amincha, prat lemincha shechasra hi, v'shechasra kumtza, and if you are makta de levoina. Now what does it mean, chasra hi? Right? Chasra kumtza, we know what that means. Shlai hikter, milavoy nasa, we know what that means. What is chasra hi? So Rashi says, chasra hi means the shiari amincha, right? Obviously, by definition. So it doesn't mean the koimitz, because that's v'shachas or kumtzah. So obviously what it means is the shiari amincha. Freit the Gemara, trei kroi b'chseiris lamali. Why do I need two psukim as it relates to the psul chaser? Now Rashi explains that the kasha of the Gemara is from the misolta part of the first braisa. Misolta shem chasra kol shu psula. That sounds like if any part of the soilus is missing, the mincha is going to be possible. Lo yishnof is from the shirayim, lo yishnof is from the koimetz. Any part of the soil is missing is possible. And then I have anoy seres min mincha, prat le mincha shechaser iv shechaser kumtza. So why do I need two psukim? What does Rashi mean? That as it relates to the shamna part of the first price, so that you can't ask a kasha trei kroy lomeli, because the second drosh of aneiseris ben amincha prad lemincha shachas rivi shachas kumzah shleitim adavai nasa, that doesn't say a word about shem. So I for sure would need the mishamna to teach me that there's a psul chsorin when it comes to the shem. Mechateisa, there's even such a psul. But misolta shem chasr kolshu psula and aneiseris ben amincha prad lemincha shachas rivi shachas kumzah lechayris trei kroy and fei the gemara kasha trei kroy bechaseris lomeli. So the gemara says, isn't the reason that we have two drushes maybe to tell me that there's two stages in the carbon mincha where there's going to be a psul chaser? One is if the mincha was chaser kaidem kmitza, and the other one is if the mincha was chaser between the shir, between the kmitza and the haktara. And if that's the case, zokt the gemara fit yufta de Rabbi Yochanan. Bitravayu, Zokti Gemara, to double Tuftan Rabbi Yochanan. What's the double Tuftan Rabbi Yochanan? The more obvious one is obvious, right? This last machleik, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, is discussing this shaila in the event that you have Shiraim Shachasrim and Kmitza Laktara. So you tell me, Chad is talking about between the Kmitza and Laktara. So that's a Tufta de Rabbi Yochanan. But the Gemara is suggesting that this is a Tufta on the Ershti Rabbi Yochanan from today's Daf Uchet. Or the Ershti Rabbi Yochanan that was talking about Chaseris, which was really the second Rabbi Yochanan today's daf. The Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, in the event that the Mincha was Chasra before the Kmitza, where Rabbi Yochanan said that there's an option to go ahead and to replenish it, Reish Lakish says once it's Chasr, the Keli is covered, creates the Zika between all the different siluses, and at that point you're not going to be okay. The Gemara holds that when we learn from the pasuk that a mincha that's chasra kaidem kmitza is pasla. It means pasla, and you can't even be metakin it by going ahead and replenishing it. And if that's the case, I have a tufta sai on the second Rabbi Yochanan and sai on the first Rabbi Yochanan as well. Again, the first Rabbi Yochanan that said that if it was chasa before kmitza, I could be mamalid. Here it's mashma pasul. Pasul means pasul. There's no way to fix it. And the second Rabbi Yochanan that says that if there's a chasa between the kmitza and the aktara, it's okay. That's not an issue. The whole psul chasa only starts, or I should say ends, by the kmitza, but once the kmitza happens already, at that point it's not going to be an issue. L'chayri, you have a tiyufta to that as well, but the Gemara says, loy, there's no tiyuftas at all, because I could always tell you, chad l'mincha shechasra koidem kmitza. The first chasr is coming to teach me taka halacha regarding a mincha that was chasra koidem kmitza, but what it's coming to teach me is that it's a problem unless I go ahead and I fill it up. Meaning it's true. Chad for sure is talking about where the mincha was chasa koyt the kmitza. But do you see that if the mincha is chasa koyt the kmitza, there's no way to go ahead and fix it? No. It's possible. You know when it's possible? If you don't fix it. But if you would fix it, it would be okay. And the other one is l'shirayim shechasrum en kmitza la'aktara. It's not coming to teach me shirayim shechasrum en kmitza la'aktara. But you know what it's coming to teach me? Not that it's going to be possible. Not that you can't be mocked to the kmitz, because Rabbi Yechon you could be mocked to the kmitz. But it's coming to teach me is the afagaf the makter kaimitz aleim, even though you could be makter the kaimitz, as shitas Rabbi Yochanan, about oisan shirayim, as it relates to the shirayim, asurin la'achila, agribiyas la'achila, which of course we know this already from yesterday's daft, ibay luhu, because the Bnei Yeshiva in fact discussed this mefurish, livy oim shirayim shchasm kvitz laktar makter kaimitz aleim, kuntin madam that holds, that shirayim was chasm between the kvitz and laktar, you're allowed to go ahead and be makter the kaimitz. Who is the one that holds that Rabbi Yochanan? Oisan shirayim, ayim ba'achila, as it relates to the shirayim, could you eat it, could you not eat it? And Miram said, Amma Zairi. Zairi said, Amma Akra. The Pasuk says, Vahanoiseres. Voloi Hanoiseres, Minhanoiseres. It says, Vahanoiseres, Minhamincha. The Shiori Mincha, you're allowed to eat. So you're allowed to eat the Shiori Mincha, but you can't eat the Shirayim from the Shirayim, right? So we've all heard of Shirayim. What about Shirayim, fin the Shirayim? So it's a drosha. Vahanoiseres, Voloi Hanoiseres, Minhanoiseres. What does that mean? That means if you have only some of the Shiori Mincha, because some of it became chaser, ben kmitza laktara, then even when you're mocked to the koimetz, you're not going to be able to eat the Shiori Mincha. Because now it's Shirayim from the Shirayim. Again, it's Shirayim from the koimetz, but it's also Shirayim from the Shirayim, because some of the Shirayim is not there anymore. Rabbi Yanni had a different drosha. He said, it says, Minha Mincha, and we learn from him, Mincha Shaisek kfar. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi has two lashon in his head on the Rabbi Yanai. Rashi's second lashon with the Shita Mekubetza says, I prefer, is mina mincha, mincha shayis kfar, that the only time that anoiseris mina mincha is if the shiori mincha is intact the way it was after the kmitza. But if between the kmitza and the aktara, some of it got lost, now it's not vahanoiseris mina mincha, at that point you won't be able to eat the shirayim. But the bottom line is, you see mefurish that there's an idea that you would not be able to eat the shirayim of a mincha that was chasru ben kmitza aktara, afilu al libid Rabbi Yochanan. That's what this second drasha was. In other words, we had these two drushes that seem to be very machmer, have this koyach, the isura, as it relates to a mincha that's chasa. And chad for sure is talking about far the kmitza, and chad is after the kmitza, because trey, kroy, b'chseir, slavl. So obviously one is far, and the other one is after. The Gemara thought this is like going to knock out the whole sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was makel when it comes to a mincha that was chaser kain and kmitza. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said, if it's chaser, just fill it up. I have a mefurish b'raisa that says it's a problem. Rabbi Yochanan was makel when it comes to shiraim shechaser ben kmitza laktara. What was Rabbi Yochanan's kula? Oh, you can even be mad to the kaimitz. I have a mefurish b'raisa that says a problem. Zochti Gemara, it's true. Rabbi Yochanan was makel, but doesn't mean there's no shulchan aruch according to Rabbi Yochanan. He has a koich d'etera. But at the same time, there are still certain chumras. A mincha that was chasra kaidim kmitza, as much as you can be memala mibesa, but if you're not memala mibesa, it's going to be pasul, and that's what that pasuk is coming to tell me. Mincha that's chasra ben kmitza lahaktara, you could be makter it, that's true, but at the same time, despite the fact that you can be makter, you can't eat shrek, and that's what that pasuk is coming to tell me. That there is something wrong with this haktara sakoimitz, it's not perfect, that's not something you would be able to do. The bottom line is, if we were going to sit down now, and we're going to do a sikum of the latter part of the daf, really what we had was three machloikas in between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, all regarding the menachas. The first is negay the halach of the belila of the mincha, the second two is negay the very lamdash sugya of a mincha shachasra. As it relates to the belila of the mincha, machloikas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, could you do the belila chutz l'chaymas ha'azara, or could you not? Rabbi Yochanan says, you cannot, just like you need a klisharis, you have to do it in the azara. Reish Lakish said you could, just like you don't need a koyein, I could do it chutz l'chaymas hazara. As it relates to the mincha shechasra, we have two major machlokes. This is an idea, mina mincha, which by the way, you know, when you do a sikum on the daf, we have a whole bunch of drushes, seemingly psukim. You have to put them all in their right buckets that teach me the concept of a mincha shechasra. But there's a halacha revacha b'Yisrael that a mincha shechasra is definitely something that's going to be an issue. Two major machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, in terms of understanding the application of this halacha of a mincha shechasra. The first is, what would be if it was chaser before the kmitza? Before the kain even did the kmitza, it's chaser. So if you leave it as is, pasul, pasul, pasul. There's no shayla in the world. The question is, can I replace what's chaser, or could I not replace what's chaser? Rabbi Yochanan says, I could replace what's chaser. Reish Lakish says, I can't. What's the shayla talian? Major lamdas. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the kmitza's kavalah, the shem mincha, the zika between all the different grains of soilus don't go into effect until you do the actual kmitza. Therefore, the chaser is only going to be an issue mi kmitza veilach. Now, not to say that I can have it chaser mamish, but at the very least, if you want to go ahead and replace it, we don't say that, one second, I can't replace part of it, I have to replace all of it. No. The kavalah that would require you to replace the entire mincha, that's something that happens mishas mincha, mishas kmitza. According to Reish Lakish, that it's the keli itself that's kavala. And as a result, if there's going to be a problem, even before the kmitza, it's in a klisharis already, at that point you would have to replace the entire thing. So again, Rabbi Yochanan is make, Reish Lakish is machner. Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have to replace the entire mincha, you could just be mashlam what's missing. And according to Reish Lakish, you would have to replace the entire mincha. The second shaila was, what would be if the shirayim were chaser ben kmitza laktar? What would be if in between the kmitza and the aktara, that's when the chisaron took place? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it would be okay. According to Reish Lakish, it would not be okay. Rabbi Yochanan, it's going to be okay. What happened to Shitas Rabbi Yeshua? Isn't there a halacha of an ein basar ein dam? And we know it's a Mishnah Masechtas Menachah, so we know it translates to the Shiur Mincha as well. Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, I never said that you can get away with having nothing. We know Rabbi Yochanan holds that when it comes to Zvachim, all you need is a Kazayas. So, no, here too, you'll have the requisite shiur, whatever that shiur is. And as long as you're going to have that, that in of itself is going to be okay. I'm just saying that mitzad, the psul chesaron is something that's only up until the kaimetz. But once you do the kmitza, as long as I satisfy, I check off the Rabbi Yeshua box, that in of itself is going to be okay. Rish Lakish says no. Rish Lakish says that I have a drasha that says that the psul chasar goes all the way until the akhtar. And if it's chasar until the akhtar, it's going to be a problem, meaning it has nothing to do with Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, yeah, that works when all you're trying to satisfy is the criteria of ein basar ein dam. But over here, there's a new din. There's a halacha of chasar. And over here, if it's going to be chasar, up until the zman of akhtar, it's going to be a problem. The Gemara said that even though Rabbi Yochanan holds that if it was chasar between kmitz and the akhtar, you could be makta the kaimitz, but at the same time, Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold that you cannot go ahead and eat the shiari ha-mincha. The shiari ha-mincha, that already not. So there is a din, a halacha that is nogeya, a mincha that was chasra between the kmitza and the akhtara exhale. So just to end with one ha'ara, going back to the very, very first part of the daf. And that is, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Shlomim sheshachtam beheichel ksheir. A carbon shlomim with a shechita took place in the heichel is kasher. Shinema, because the pasuk says, v'shachatu pesach oyol moyed. It says you should shech the shlomim pesach oyol moyed, v'lo yehei tafel chamim min ha'ikar. Doesn't make sense that the pesach of the oyol moyed should be better than the oyol moyed itself. Meaning, if you could shech the shlomim pesach oyol moyed, certainly you should be able to shech the shlomim in the oyol moyed as well. What's the beer in the drasha? It sounds like the Shlomim, shechita needs to be in a holy place. And as long as I have some nexus to the oil mayit, I'm connected to it, I'm Pesach oil mayit, so that means I'm in a makom kaddish, where right now, this is a place that I can go ahead and do the shechita. Well, if Pesach oil mayit satisfies that, certainly the oil mayit itself would satisfy that as well. The Michas Chinuch, in mitzvah, kuf pei dalet, makes a beautiful dik in the words of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Shlomim sheshachton beheichol ksheirim." It sounds a little bit like it's only b'diyeved that if the shlomim shechita took place in the heichol, it's going to be kosher. But lechatchila, if a kohen wanted to go to the heichol and he wanted to shech the carbon shlomim over there, in that instance, it's not something would. That would be okay. And the Michas Chinuch is matmiya. He says, I don't understand. Based on the makar of Rabbi Yochanan, which is, lo yehei tafel chama min ha'ikir, why is it a b'diyevet? If the Torah says, v'shachtu pesach ayom mayin, and that's l'chatchila, so why should the ayom mayin itself not be l'chatchila as well? So the Michas Chinuch says, a dover nifla, and I think it's just kedai, but oifin yisoydi, to be makdim, the teretz of the Michas Chinuch. And that is, the pasuk says in Parshas Achrimos, right in the beginning of the parsha, right at the onset of the Torah introducing the Seidu Avoida of Yom Kippur, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, Achrimos Shnei Bnei Aharon, Bekarvasam Lefnei Hashem Vayamus. Imr Hashem al Moshe, this is the second pasuk in Parshas Achrimos. So Hashem tells Moshe, Daber el Aharon Achicha, go speak to Aharon, your brother. Tell him the following, Va'al Yovei B'chol Eisa LaKodesh, Mi Beis LaParoiches. He can't just enter the Kodesh. He can't just enter the holy place whenever he wants. Where is that holy place? Mi beis la paroiches. On the other side of the curtain, on the other side of the paroiches. Where is that? El pinea kapoiris, where the kapoiris is, asher al ha'oroin, which is on top of the oroin, v'lo yomos, and expect not to die. You can't just go b'chol eis al ha'kodesh and think v'lo yomos, and the reason is ki be'onon eiro al ha'kapoiris, because there's such an intense level of shechina that's residing on top of the kapoiris that you can't just walk in there whenever you want to walk in there. So Hashem tells Moshe, go tell Aharon, you can't just enter what we know as the Kodesh HaKodashim anytime v'lo yomos. Rather, b'soisi yovei Aharon ala Kodesh. In the event that Aharon is going to want to enter the Kodesh HaKodashim, this is the way he has to do it. And then the Torah goes and delineates the entire Seder Avodah of Yom Kippur, because that was the one day that the Kohen Gadol, of course, was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKodashim. By the way, when you read the Psukim, the Vilna Gaon's Chiddush jumps off the page, right? That it wasn't even that on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKodashim. It's Bezois Yoveh Aharon al HaKodesh with this Seder HaAvoida. But the bottom line is, Hashem tells Moshe, go tell Aharon, Va'al Yoveh B'chol Eis al HaKodesh, Mi Beis LaParoiches al Pnei HaKapayrus Asher al Ha'or V'layomus, Ki Be'oner HaKapayrus. And this pasuk is the makar to something every little child knows. And that is that the Kodesh HaKodashim was off limits. The only person that was allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim was the Kohen Gadol, and the only time that he was allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim was on the holiest day of the year, and that is on Yom Kippur. If you take a look at the Teiras Koyanim on this Pasuk, Teiras Koyanim says as follows. It says, V'al yovoi b'choleis ala kodesh, mi beis laparoiches. Mi beis laparoiches. Like a funny lashon, right? What's mi beis laparoiches? So we say that's on the other side of the paroiches. Trying to describe the kodesh HaKadosh. What is the word mi beis laparoiches? Okay, so a bayis is an abode. People live inside a house. So mi beis means in a veinik, right? True. Says the Teiras Koyanim, what does it mean, mi beis laparoiches, lahazar al kol habayis? This pasuk is coming to give an azara that really, the Kohen Gadol, Aharon Achicha, or any Kohen for that matter, was not allowed to enter the entire bayis, the entire heichal, b'chol es. Yachol al kol habayis b'misas of the Teiras Koyanim. You would think that if a Kohen or the Kohen Gadol would enter the entire bayis, not just the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the Heichal, he would be Chayiv Miso, Talmud Loimar. It says, El Pnei HaKapoires Asher Al Ha'oroin V'lo Yomus. Where does it say V'lo Yomus? Not after the words Mi Beis LaParoiches, but after the next words, El Pnei HaKapoires Asher Al Ha'oroin V'lo Yomus HaKetzad. How do you reconcile this pasuk? El pnei akapayres b'misa. If a kohen or a kohen gadol would enter the kodesh hakodashim b'chaleis, he would be chayiv misa. Val shar kol habayis b'azara. But if he would enter the rest of the bayis b'chaleis just frivolously because he decided that he wants to do it, even though he would not be chayiv misa, because v'layomos is going after the words el pnei akapayres asher al aron. That's for sure talking about the kodesh hakodashim. But at the same time, an azara he would have. So the Teiras Koyanim says that as much as this pasuk vayyavu b'chaleis al kodesh, everybody knows is the azara that you're not allowed to enter the kodesh hakadoshim. But what not everybody knows is that really this pasuk is an azara also for a kohen or even the kohen gadol to just go ahead and enter the heichal. The Rambam in Hilchas Bias Hamikdash in the beginning of Perek Beis, he brings this Teiras Koyanim. In kohen gadol nichnas l'kodesh hakadoshim elu miyoy makipurim liyoy makipurim. From Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur, that was the only time that the kohen gadol was allowed to enter the holy of holies. V'kohen hedyet nichnas b'chol yoyim l'kodesh l'avoida. As it relates to the kohen hedyet, every day he was allowed to enter the kodesh, right, the heichal, for avoida. V'huzaru kol hakoyanim, says the Rambam. All kayanim are prohibited. Shelo yikonsu l'kodesh. Oy, l'kodesh hakodashim shelo b'shasavay. That they're not allowed to enter the kodesh or the kodesh hakodashim shelo b'shasavay. The shenemar. How do I know that? Because it says v'al yavoy b'choleis ala kodesh. And you know what those words mean? Zok Rambam zay kodesh hakodashim. And then it says mi beis lak paroiches. You know what those words mean? Lahazir al kol habayis. It's coming to say al kol habayis. Zok Rambam v'ayit the kodesh nichtas kodesh hakodashim b'shayim ois hashano. A kohen that enters the kodesh hakodashim b'shayim ois hashano. Meaning not Yom Kippur. Bein kohen hedyet. Bein kohen or even if the Kohen Gadol would enter on Yom Kippur, but not while he was doing the avodah. Chayim misa b'dei shemayim. Shenemar v'lo yomus v'chulu v'chulu. V'anichnas l'kodesh, says the Rambam, in the event that a Kohen would enter the Kodesh, chutz l'kodesh hakodashim, not in the Kodesh hakodashim, shaloi l'avodah oy lehishtach avodah, not to do an avodah or to bow down. Interesting. Bein hedyet, bein gadol. It doesn't matter if he's the Kohen Hedyet or he's the Kohen Gadol. Loike would get malchus. The ainoi chayiv misa, but he wouldn't be chayiv misa. Shenema al pnei akapayrus v'la yomus al kodesh hakadoshim b'misa v'al shara bayis v'la v'loik. L'shoyni azov shal haramam perik beis hilchas bias mikdash halachas aleph beis gimel and dalit. The makayr, of course, is the Teiras Koyanim right in the beginning of parshas achrimos. So vayomi b'chaleis al kodesh is an azara that the kohen gadol or nobody was allowed to enter the kodesh hakadoshim only on Yom Kippur. B'zoyis yavi haran al kodesh. But really, that's a mistake. The Kohen Gadol or the Kohen Hedyet was not allowed to enter even the Kodesh. The Heichel was off limit. You couldn't walk into the Heichel to observe, right? You couldn't do that. Chalila v'chas. It's Kodesh. It's Kodesh. You can't just enter to, what, take a picture? What are you doing? You can't do that. You can go Lavoida. But other than going Lavoida, you're not allowed to do. In fact, there's a lav in the Torah of Al Yovei Bechol Eis El HaKodesh Mi Beis LaParoiches. Mi Beis means the ganze. Now, there's no Chiyav Misa. That's only true for the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Kodesh HaKadoshim is going to remain on a higher level. It's going to be considered more Chomer even after this raid. But the bottom line is, as it relates to the Ikur Lav, Al Yovei Bechol Eis El HaKodesh Mi Beis LaParoiches. This is, sir, for a Kohen to enter the Heichal And do it shalei b'shas avoida is what's known in the vernacular as doing a biyare kanes. So he's entering, he's walking in, he's violating the va'al yavoi, and he's doing a rekanes. He's not doing anything. He's not accomplishing an avoida. It's allowed in the Torah. It is learnt out from this pasuk va'al yavoi b'chaleis ala kaidah. Zokta mechaschenoch, lefize yesh shloimer. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said, shlomim she shachton beheichol ksherim. Shenemar v'shachatu pesach ayomoyed v'lo yehei tafel chomer min ha'iker. Freitem michas chinuch. It sounds a little bit to me like it's only a bidiyeved. It sounds like it's shlomim sheshachton beheichol ksherim. Why is it a bidiyeved? You should be able to do it lechatchila. If lechatchila you could do it pesach ayomoyed and lo yehei tafel chomer min ha'iker, then lechatchila you should be able to do it in ayomoyed as well. Zok to michas chinuch. You know why? Because the Gemara says shchita lav avoydehi. And if shchita lav avoydi, if a kohen would walk lechatchila into the eichel to do a shchita, he'd be over a lav in the Torah vayomi b'chaleis ala kodesh. It's a biyarei kanes, and if it's a biyarei kanes, it's for that reason you would not be allowed to do it. Half of a fellow. Zoktim in cheschinuch. I think it's pasha to me. That's what's going on over here. It's based on this idea. He says the emes is. The Gemara asked the Kasher Rabbi Yochanan, Nesvei, Rabbi Yudah ben Besei Roimer, Minayin, how do we know, Shem hikifu oiv de kechavim eso azara, Sha'akoyhanim nechnasim lehecha v'oichlim v'kotshe gadashim v'shyarim menachis. Talmud Loima, we learn it out from a pasuk. And the Gemara said, why do you have to learn it out from a pasuk? It says that Kotshe Gedashim was eaten b'chatzar ayomayit. So if it was eaten b'chatzar ayomayit, so lo yehei tafel chamim and ekos surely kidin ayomayit. And the Gemara gave an explanation. This is avoided, this is achila, this is appropriate to do b'makam rabbi, this is inappropriate to do b'makam rabbi. But what was the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? Minayim shem hikifu over the kechavim eso azara. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's a dramatic Rashi. And the Kayanim can't eat in the Azara. You know why? Because they're snipers. They're people that are throwing spears, they're throwing arrows. This is a pretty intense visual, right? It's a very dramatic Rashi. You don't see this every day. But the bottom line is that it's in that instance, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said that the Kayhanim are nechnasim lehechel. What does it sound like? Stamazah, if you want to go eat in the hechel, that's not something that you'd be allowed to do. Now, Pasha, you could say, because of the svara, it's not so appropriate, so it's as a hergish, it's like as a rabbinic type of svara. Oh, but lefia now, you can't go because it's a birei kones. You're allowed to go to do aveda. But if you're not going to do aveda, it's not something that would be okay. But either way, this is the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. I just want to be ma'ir one ha'ara on the Minchas Chinuch. It's Pasha, but it ties into a raid bite that we've spoken about so many times, for sure in the double digits. So I think it's right to just mention it again. And that is, we've mentioned so many times the Veltz Kasha on the Gemara in Masechtas Brachas. Daf Lamed Aleph on the days where the Gemara says that after Chana was benched with a son, Shmuel, right, we're going back to Shiloh now, she said, "Ala nara zeh hispalalti." And the Gemara says, let me tell you the rest of the story. It was Rabbi Lazar's memra. He said, Shmuel was a moira alacha b'fnei rabbi. What happened was, Shmuel was a young boy, and he saw that the olam was looking for a kohen to do shchita with a carbon, and Shmuel says, I understand, why do you need a kohen to do shchita? Don't you know that shchita is ksheira bizarre? They said, shchita is ksheira bizarre? How do you know that? So he told them the drasha. So they say, you know, let's bring you to Eli. Let's see what Eli has to say. So they bring Shmuel to Eli and they ask Eli, is that true that shchita is ksheir bazar? So he said, yeah, it's very, very true. He said, this boy is saying good. Meimer shapaka amrit. Mia, we have a problem. Because he's a moir alacha b'fnei rabbi. And a moir alacha b'fnei rabbi is chayv misa. And they wanted to kill Shmuel. And Chana started begging and crying. And Eli said, don't worry, I'll give you a bracha, you'll have another child, until she finally uttered the epic words, Ela nara zehis palolti, this is the child that I davened for, this is an oske beit to the kind, absolutely not, I want this child, I'm not going to settle for another child. It's makshama oylem, the Chassam Sofer brings the kasha and the tshuva and the malbim and artsachayim, and then all the achrayim talk about this, that why was Shmuel, omoyra aloch b'fnei rabbi, because he passed k'shchitik sheir bazar in the presence of Eli. Everybody knows, the Gemara says in Masech this Erevin, that the only time a Talmud is a Moir Alacha B'fnei Rabbi is if he's not coming to be Mafrish his Rebbe from an Isser. But if he sees his Rebbe doing an Avera, or he sees people doing an Avera, La Frushe Me Yisura, you're allowed to go ahead and be Mafrish and even be a Moir Alacha B'fnei Rabbi. So Makshim Achroinim, the Oilem was looking to find a Kohen to do Shechita, because they were of the opinion that Shechita was Psula Bazar. if a kohen was going to do the shechita, obviously he was going to wear the big dekuna, because otherwise he would be a mechusar begad. The Rambam shechita is that a kohen's only allowed to wear the big dekuna b'shas avoida, but shalei b'shas avoida, he's not allowed to wear the big dekuna. Lefiyo emes, that shechita lav avoidi, if a kohen's going to do the shechita wearing the big dekuna, he is now going to be over the iser kalayim. So by Shmuel saying shechita lav avoidi, he's saving the world from this terrible avera of being over the iser kalayim at the time of Shechita, which is Lav Avodah. So if it's Lafusha Meisur, it's Lafusha Meisur. So what's the problem of being Moira Alacha Bifnei Rabbi? As I freak the Velta Kasha, and Kama Kumas in the Shtabu to go ahead and to be Miyash of this Kasha, but we once spoke out Torah, B'shem the Rogach of a Goyen, and B'shem the Kozhug of a Goyen, and B'shem other Goyenim and Gedoyle Yisrael, that said a Chiddish Nifla, it's a Dover Hafle Vafela. It's not something I think you'll ever hear in Brisk, or the yeshivas that learn kachim, but at the same time, a plea dig a chiddush, and that is that it could be this makom to say that even though shechita is lav avodah, but at the same time, that just means that if a zor wants to do shechita, a zor could do shechita. But avada, if a koyin does shechita, at that point, avada, the shechita is considered an avodah. Shechita lav avodah, meaning shechita ksheira bazar. And avada, if a zor does the shechita, can't have a teiras avodah. But if a koyin goes ahead and the koyin does a shechita, it could be the koyin shechita is an under sort shechita, and then it's going to be considered an avodah. If that's the case, avifel a koyin would have done it, it would have been considered an avodah. If it would have been considered an avodah, he would have needed a big dekuna. If he needs a big dekuna, he's not being going with the Rambam's chiddush of a koyin who wears the big dekuna shalei b'shas avodah. He's going to get malchus because of the fact that he's wearing kalayim, and as a result, there's no lefrush meisura. And that's why the Gemara said in Brachas Lamed Aleph on the Beis that Shmuel was taka amar alacha b'fnei rabbi. One of the mekayros or mara mekayros, I should say, to say this chiddush is the Rashi in Arba Achin, the Rashi in Masechtes Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, where it's Mavur and Rashi, the Sharon Melech's Diyuk, that even though Shechita is Kshera bizarre, but a Zor would not be allowed to do Shechita on Shabbos. So Shabbos, of course, Shechita was Hutra in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's Mavur and Rashi that only a Kohen would be allowed to do the Shechita, not the Zor. And here too, everyone mutches, what's the difference? If Shechita is Kshera bizarre, so why is only a Kohen, not a Zor? So there's different terutzim that are set to answer this kasha. Abu, the Achreinim say that lefi this very big chiddush, maybe there's makim to say that there's a fundamental difference between a Zor shechita and a Kohen shechita. When a Zor does shechita, it's shechita lav avodah. When a Kohen does shechita, it's an avodah. The shechita that's hutra b'shabbos is the shechita that's an avodah. But the shechita lav avodah, that's poshet, that this teretz of the Michas Chinuch is only going to work, not lefi that raid, which is maybe a good thing. It's fine. That raid is a very big chiddush. But the bottom line is, it's only going to work not lefi that raid. But if we're going to nem on this chiddush again, we had to say it again because we mentioned it so many times. If we're going to go with that chiddush, that when a kohen does the shechita, it's considered an avodah. Well, that would mean for a kohen to walk into the heichal and to do a shechita, that's not a bi'er kanis. That's not val yavi b'chal eifra a kodesh, because he's not doing an avodah, because shechita lav avodah. He is doing an avodah. Ein shechita lav avodah. That means if a zor wants to do the shechita, he could. But if a kohen does it, then it's an avodah. If it's an avodah, he's not over al yavam chalis al kodesh, and if that's the case, it would be hadra kushias amichas chinuch leduchta. By the way, there's a Rashi in Zvachim Daf Yedalim and Aleph that says that the reason they didn't do shechita too close, right, to the kedusha is because, you know, the animal could always be marbitz, right? There's always concerns of what the animal might do. So to bring walk an animal into the heichal, right? I think we could all understand on our own why maybe that's not something that would be okay. But the michas chinuch's teretz was a fire teretz, and that is you want to know why it's only b'di'evet shlomim sheshachtu beheichal. It's because otherwise he'd be over the lav of al yavim chalais al kodesh. One second, there's a lav to walk into the heichal. I was always taught as a kid there was a lav to walk into the kodesh hakodashim. That's true. We were told the more severe part of that lav. We were told half the teiras kayanim, but the rest of it and the first four halachas and berak beis of the Rambam zilchus beis mikdash. That for whatever reason when we were seven they didn't teach. I mean I understand why. But the bottom line is really there's an iser to go into the heichal also, and that iser is every kayan, even a kayan gadol, unless you're doing an avoda. Zokte michas chinuch shchita lav avoda. You would not lechatchilu be allowed to walk into the heichal to do the shechita, b'di'evet, it's kosher. You want to know if it's a makim? Yeah. Lo yehei tavol chamim ben ha'ikar. Aber lechatchila tzugein, chalila v'chas. There's a lav in the Torah, says the Michas Chinuch. Which lav, v'al yavoy b'chol eis el ha'kodesh.